Warning, the following program is not for the weak-hearted. Those who are closed-minded, or in general, you're scared to learn what's behind closed doors. Here at Sapphire Zero Play, I want you to pour the wine. Grab somebody that you want to hold on to, or better yet, get the vibration stimulated through your body. Get ready for one hell of an orgasm in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? This is your girl, the one and only Ms. Radio Sapphire. Sapphire, if you're extra fucking nasty, I got a special guest. Actually, it's not even just like a guest, it's more of like a homie from the past.
Right.
I got my boy E Money.
It's E Money, E Monster. Sorry to cut you off. And then I brought my boy, A10.
Yes.
What's up, y'all?
And he brought his boy.
Yeah. We got the whole squad out here. We got squads out here. If one of us makes it, my whole family and their family makes it.
Everybody gotta eat, right? Everybody eat.
Yes.
Everybody eat.
Yes.
So I gotta say, I'm extremely excited because E-Money is not just like some little charade, guys. I know earbuds, you're probably listening like, what the fuck? What is this dude about? Okay, he's starring in like a little guilty pleasure show of mine. Something that I usually never fucking admit to, but you know, when it comes to love and dating, I'm like, fuck love. It's all about serial fucking. Okay.
Yes.
Nobody got time to be taking people out on dates that are not gonna secure
right
what we really want at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Wasting money.
I mean, I feel bad when guys come out of pocket and we don't give you anything. Nothing. Not even like a handshake at the door.
Last night at the club. This girl was flirting with this girl. I was vibing with her. She was like, so are you gonna buy me a drink? I was like, I have -$5 in my account right now. And needless to say, we didn't say another word to each other.
God.
But it's like, girls literally just go out and hustle drinks from dudes. And I don't know, man. I just think that's not cool.
We're gonna definitely get into it. So E Money is one of the cast members on MTV's Are You the One?
Mm-hmm.
And no bullshit, I told you off air, I'm gonna tell it again on the record. Okay, it is one of my guilty pleasure shows. I have been rocking with Are You the One since season 1.
Wow.
When I found out there was a concept, they were like, you basically suck at dating. Let's just, you know, try to match you up with a complete stranger. I'm like, huh. Okay, so it's kind of like how I do in my regular personal life. I swipe and I fuck and I try to say like, oh, I have a really good connection with this guy. Wrong.
It's like, you know, you take compatibility tests and matchmakers and psychologists and they put all your answers through an algorithm. And it's like, it takes hours and hours and hours on finding who is logistically on paper. Your perfect match, who isn't somebody who you want, it's somebody who you need, somebody who's gonna make you better. So that was like the whole concept. But after the first day, I saw those chicks' actions and I was like, there's not one chick in this house that's gonna make me better. Let's be fucking real. But here's the thing, we're 2 episodes in right now. That's my mind state after 2 episodes. Keep watching to see if it changes. That's all.
I'm not gonna lie, Ethan, because I was looking at the chicks. I'm like, these hoes is trifling.
Yes. Are you kidding?
I'm not even kidding.
You watched it. You saw bits and pieces. You've seen 2 episodes.
Yes.
Imagine 24 hours a day.
I'm not going to lie.
Experiencing. Damn. But I will say this, because those are my girls. Like, it's like when you go to war, even though you're not going to like all of your fellow army men. Mm-hmm. I don't know the right word for it. But you're still, that's going to be your family for life.
And right.
You
that's
still
your
have
true.
Their, exactly.
That's your squad.
So because we put our, we went through hell together, which... I'm sorry, it's hell. Like, human beings, to be put in that situation, to be in a fishbowl like that, it's just...
I mean, you are talking about, like, the real-world concept. I mean,
exactly.
For years, my girl, one of my homegirls and I, we used to aspire. We were like, man, when we turn 25, girl, we're gonna audition for Real World. I keep saying I'm gonna do it, but now I'm like...
You would kill it.
I would... No! Nobody would fucking like me in the house, because you know why? First of all, I'm way too real, and I am that chick that's gonna be like, look, you might not be sexually attracted to me right now based off of looks, but I guarantee you, your throat is gonna be down my mouth by the end of this season.
Oh my God. See,
guarantee.
Yo, you literally just got a spot on The Real World. I swear. That was your audition. OTS, they call that in casting.
Oh,
on
God.
The show.
They wouldn't be ready for all this. There would be way too much censoring. I mean, I could tell you some stories. I mean, the fans of this podcast, they've heard some stories, some like...
true testimonials. I'm a bitch to men. I'm a softie for the ladies, but it's just like...
You're a bitch to men, like, who deserve it, or just any men?
I'm basically like this. I get what I want, and I will kick you the fuck out. There is no like, oh, can I get a drink of water? Can we cuddle? Like, oh, you know, can I spend the night?
Hell no.
Honestly, you're like a dude. I am really a dude.
Yes. I have had guys tell me, like, dude, you just fucked me like a guy. Like, you did the shit that I would do.
Yeah, but, and like, then they leave.
Like, you didn't come, like, fucking they come. I fucked you. You didn't fuck me. I fucked you.
And I tell them, I'm just like, I'm sorry. I got a vibrator. I got some toys. I'm good. Like, you got your night.
That's equality. Like, I feel like people think that the women have to be the ones that are, no, don't leave, I want to stay and cuddle with you, let's go get breakfast tomorrow morning. Like, no, there's men are like that, and women are like that, you know?
And see, I'm glad that we're talking about it tonight, because honestly, I've been, you know, I always lurk on people's pages, you know, just to kind of see where the direction of the show can go.
Totally.
And, you know, you really put out a tweet where it made sense. Nobody's really making love. Uh-huh. Everybody's about fucking.
Oh, yeah. About
nothing.
To quote the tweet, just so we could, you know, get it right.
Right. Let's get it right.
It was, what did I say? I was like, sex is overrated, making love is underrated.
Exactly.
Meaningless, random sex is not. Dude, having sex with somebody who I don't care about and I really don't genuinely fuck with, I might as well just fuck a doll. I swear. Stick my dick in a mattress.
Right.
I swear.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%.
You know, like, even though, and I'm not saying, like, oh, I have to be in love with the girl to fuck her, but there has to be something there.
Mental connection. Like, you guys gotta vibe on something.
Yeah, exactly.
And see, I'm so glad that I got some gentlemen talking. I mean, A10's dropping a little knowledge A10, over here,
too. This guy is a savage. Don't even get him going. We're going to have to cut his mic at some
point. Yeah, really. Turn down the out-of-pocketness.
No, this is a show to be out-of-pocket.
No, this is the show to be out-of-pocket.
Yo, her show in college was Erotica Radio. Erotic City Radio.
I can say asshole Gooch, yes.
Literally.
We in here, baby.
Whatever you want to say.
But like, real talk, it really is about just like, no one knows that distinction between like the fucking, the sex, the making love. And then honestly, we try to like jade it up.
The worst part about it is when I feel like a lot of dudes are just fucking just to go back to their friends and tell them that they were fucking. And to show the Instagram page, yo, I fucked this girl, or to text in the group chat, this is who I fucked last night. Like, that's more fun for guys than actually having sex.
You know what? The same thing, ladies, stop saying that we don't do this. We do it. We do it all the time.
Nobody's to blame more.
No. That's why I'm like, for every dick pic that a guy sends, best believe
he's getting a snatched pic.
He's not even getting that. If you are sending me a personal dick pic,
what's he getting back?
He's getting the middle finger, and he's getting that shit sent in on blast. My Snapchat is popular for that. I call out these motherfuckers.
Kidding me?
I don't care.
Wait, you screenshot the dick pics and send it?
I screenshot the dick pics. I screenshot the messages of their foulness.
Oh, you wild.
Hold these fuckboys accountable.
Yes.
Hold these fuckboys accountable.
They gotta know what they're getting into.
They get no game. No game. Then this is why also I'm like, you know what?
That's a good point.
There's no game to be taught. But again, I'm not trying to shame the guys, because I'm sure there are guys like yourselves that probably got some game, but you're not matching up with a chick that's going to be like, all right, I'm cool with it. I like this guy. He sets me in my place. No,
they want these girls. You've seen the show. You see what these girls want.
Okay,
it's sending the wrong message, but right now. But honestly, stay tuned to see if people change. Because let's be real.
I'm just gonna say it right now. I want to get some tea. I want to get some milk out of you.
Yes, I will spill as much as I can while being smart, because I'm sure, like, shout out to the MTV PR team that's listening to this. I love you. You guys do a great job, and I'm going to try to keep it as watered down as possible. But you know how I am. Sometimes my motor mouth just gets the best of me.
Oh, God. I'm just like, it's more about, first of all, I got to pull up the cast list, because...
Season six, actually.
Oh, it is season six.
Yeah, season six cast. Can we just go through the casting? Can we just rip off?
No, that's what I'm saying. Can we please? All right. I really want to call out some of these individuals.
Okay, and Before we start this, this is all in good fun. And like I said, I love every single person equally. We all went through hell together, and I will have everybody's back, as will they have mine, for the rest of my life, for the rest of their life. So, but you're about to fucking get this work.
I'm about to go in.
Yeah.
So I don't even know where to start. So first of all, I gotta say, cast member wise.
Okay.
They do have a good looking cast this season.
Yeah.
They have a little bit and of everything for everybody.
They hit the diversity pitch.
You they really did.
You got the Filipino, you got the country. You had to get one country chick.
Yes.
You got the suave Latino from the, you know, from the ghetto.
Can I say this? Anthony, I wasn't expecting him to be such like a Rico Suave, like head over heels kind of guy.
You and me both. I'm telling you, with Anthony, when we first walked into the room and I first was like sizing myself up against these guys, Anthony was the one dude I was like, you know what, he might be down on my level. He doesn't have a lot of he, I mean, because I was like doubting myself, obviously. I have a confidence crisis. I was like, this is the one guy who might make me feel kind of better about myself, because I don't think this guy has a catch to him.
Damn.
But then it was, you see that, you've seen the first two episodes, he did his thing, man.
Yeah. He did his thing. And I mean, honestly, this is what gets me about the show the most. The show has a history of this. They like to set us up with like the suaveness. So like in this case, it would be, I think it's Anthony and Gels.
Anthony and Gels. But they did gel well together.
They did gel well. So now it makes me want to be like, I already know they're not a perfect match. I already know this episode this coming week is gonna show me.
That's for you to find out.
They're not a match.
Who knows?
It's too fucking good to be true.
I honestly forgot if they're a perfect match or not.
Are there like some really big ones where it's just like, you know, every season they do have the like unconventional matches where you're like, oh my god, really? Are there some really good ones this season?
Yeah, I mean, expect the unexpected. That's all I'm gonna say, you know?
Okay.
It's all the right.
There was a comment this week, and I know this for a fact.
Uh-huh.
So I never knew the Playboy side of Ethan. So I'm not gonna even say like, oh, and you know, Ethan got like all this mad chicks in college or whatever.
Right.
But you did say something in particular that you are with the brown. You're looking at me like,
oh, down with the brown.
Down with the brown. Tell me about your fascination with the chocolate ladies.
It's okay. So here's the thing. It's not that I'm like solely fascinated with chocolate ladies. I'm just fascinated by everybody. And I will say this, in that house, I was like, you know, Jada, I don't know if they showed, I haven't watched the episode, but Jada was like, you know, my first connection. We chose each other at the matchup.
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved her intensity, you know?
She does look intense.
And just her, like, I give no fucks personality, you know?
That's, no, you have that true personality. And I'm glad that they didn't, like, take that away from you, too. Because, you know, when people get casted, and I mean, anytime you know this. This is your boy.
I've been with this dude for 3 years. Yeah, I know it's 2010. And I was watching, I was like, this guy, how is this going to be portrayed? I was like, he's the same dude that I live with.
I can't.
Exactly.
I love it. That's why I love it. It was just like, I mean, he wasn't fake at all. Like, it's
nothing.
Exactly the way I know him.
Not yet, at least.
I've only seen one episode, but
I really want to know if, like, you really just have your moment where you just lash the fuck out on somebody. Because, you know, there's always the big, you know, season fights.
Yeah.
You know, the big throwdown.
All I'm going to say is stay tuned. There's some shit that's going to go down.
Oh, shit.
It's because you can't be that lovable guy in the corner the entire time, you know?
I like it.
You have to stand up for yourself, and you have to, or else you're just gonna go crazy if you keep that shit bottled in, especially when you're stuck in the house and you're just seeing it all go on.
Mm-hmm.
You just, and everybody kind of had, I feel like every person had that moment where they just lashed out and they said their piece and they just verbally redeemed themselves, which is awesome. I think, you know.
Which is something I feel like is kind of hard to do nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, when people can really just like, you know, as we said, people don't know how to communicate with each other anymore.
Oh my God.
People don't know how to talk, especially when you're talking about finding your lover.
Right, right.
So speaking of finding your lover, you know, you come on this dating show, you're expected to look for love.
Right.
In your opinion, what is like your perfect match? Like, what makes you just want to fall in love and all that?
It's, for me, it's somebody who puts their career before me. Like, I don't want somebody to put me first. I want somebody to put me like third. I want it to be like your career number one. Number two, you know, making sure your vagina is shaved every time. I'm just fucking around. Like, no, but like your career number one, and then, you know, put me in your top five. I'm cool with number five, but like, I don't want to be your number one priority. Cause like with relationships in the past, the most unattractive thing to me was like when I was out working or doing music or just like fighting to make my dreams come true. And then like the girl I was dating was literally just sitting watching TV on her couch the entire day.
Oh no, we can't do that.
You can't do that. And yeah. I don't care how pretty you are. That is the most like the ugliest shit to me. So it's like, if you're not completely driven and motivated, then we're never gonna work.
That's real shit.
That's why I fuck with you.
Thank you. Maybe
you're my perfect match.
I don't know, Ethan. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be straight up and honest. There might be a text message that I did send to somebody.
Oh, no.
Where I was like, you know what? There was a time. Because, again, Ethan was one of, believe it or not, Ethan and I met because he was in a hip-hop class that I was the TA for, one of the TAs. So you were actually one of my designated students in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I thought he was dope. I thought he was cute. And then I was like, when he said, oh yeah, rap, like you gotta come check me rap.
Oh God.
Like this goofy motherfucker.
Right. And so then I kept hearing, he was like, yeah, you gotta check out Team Backpack. And I'm like, Team what?
Yeah.
Backpack.
Team fanny pack? What?
Right.
Team booty pack?
What? Like, wait, you guys carry around little backpacks and you're like, yo, I wear a backpack and I like that.
Funny story with that, actually, with the Team Backpack. I don't know if anybody, if your listeners know Team Backpack.
No, I want you to, give it to us.
Well, Team Backpack is just like an underground, like, hip-hop platform that like gives super raw talented lyricists a stage, and we throw ciphers and they get a shit ton of YouTube views, and it kind of like gives underground artists who didn't have the cosigns or the handouts, it gives them the tools to like actually create their own career. Like, people have created careers in the underground hip-hop world based off a few Team Backpack ciphers. So and it started in, you know, San Francisco with just a few dudes and cameras, and I was one of the first guys on the ciphers.
Oh yeah, I saw him. So, he took the bus to the first cipher.
Yes.
Oh my god.
To these motherfuckers who think that I didn't fight for my dream, which still hasn't come true yet. But I was a white kid from Sonoma. Do you know what's up with Sonoma?
Oh, I know. I've been to Sonoma. Oh, hell yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's
I'm a wino. Do you see the bottles over there?
Yes. It's kind of shitty wine.
It is shitty wine.
I guess you're only in radio, right?
Yeah. You know what? It was actually for a party that we had, so it's kind of like, you gotta give them the shitty wine.
You gotta fucking invite me to these parties, B. I'm telling you. I don't have any friends out here.
Dude,
my only SoCal friend.
I'm here on the weekends. We can do this.
Okay, anyways.
Oh yeah, so you see us both now. We're both standing here, you know, just come through when you escape from that LA. You just want that genuine.
Do it, man.
When LA gets too much, AKA every single day you're in LA.
Yep.
But the Team Backpack story is like, so you were like, you guys carry around backpacks, and it's funny because the very first show that we did, like the leader Armani, he like got backpacks for everybody. He was every single show we have to wear backpacks, and I was like, I'm not doing this shit. Like, we're not a boy band. I'm sorry, we're just rappers.
Right.
And that shit did not work.
No,
he had a lot of good ideas, but the wearing backpacks and shows ideas, that was one of his worst. So.
But you know what? It got the people talking, because with the name Team Backpack, you don't know what to expect.
Very true.
You really do not know what to expect. And I gotta say too, you actually spit well.
Oh, thank you.
Like, you really do spit well. And I'm not just like hyping that because I know you. It's also because, one, I have a background in music. I got, you know, friends and family in the industry.
Right?
I used to sing.
Yeah. Dope.
But then, you know, just also, a lot of people do appreciate my love of music and hip hop especially. And you know, just being in classes and stuff with me on that. But you do have this rawness that we are missing in hip hop.
Thank you. Wow.
You do.
That's
so before you leave, like before we leave, and we're not wrapping up just yet, but I want you to spit a little something for it.
I'll spit a verse for you.
This is like swing.
Yeah, you know, you gotta give us that. A little bit of that. But let's get to some dating parts too. So what drove you to like say, okay, I'm gonna do a dating show? Out of all shows of reality, I'm gonna do a dating show.
So this is how it all came about. I I was auditioning for like this MTV hip hop show. Like,
okay.
It was like they were shooting a pilot. It's not gonna get on air. It was just like I was auditioning to be in a pilot that was never gonna be on air. It was just gonna be pitched to MTV. So I was basically auditioning to just get no exposure. I was just like, you know, somebody reached out to me, somebody who I knew through the casting world, who's my homegirl Kelly Allen. Shout out to Kelly Allen. She changed my life.
Almost. Hey, Kelly.
As did a lot of people. Like, you know, you gotta fucking thank. You gotta stay grateful on your way to the top. And Kelly's
always
somebody who I'm super grateful for. She's dating one of the Wayans.
Oh, sick.
She's sexy as fuck.
She is.
I you know that I'm down for the brown.
Yeah.
That might be the most beautiful black woman I've ever seen. Can we pull up a picture of Kelly Allen? If Kelly's listening, you know I got you, girl.
All right, Kelly Allen. Is that with a Y? Just regular?
Yeah.
Okay.
While you're doing that, I'm going to kill it.
No, please.
Tell the story. So,
do it.
So I auditioned for that, and it turns out that like Kelly was one who auditioned me, and it turns out she was in the same building as the company who was doing casting for Are You the One, Lighthearted. So then like the casting director just happened to of Are You the One, who's Damon.
Right? Oh yes.
She's bad, right?
She a baddie. She a baddie. Holla girl. Just saying, if you need some like, you know, feminine touches.
If the guys ain't licking it right, you know how to do
I'm
it.
I'm just saying, you know, girls do know how to do it better.
Yeah.
But not to interject with my nastiness.
No, yes, I love it. So anyway, so like the casting director of Are You the One, so when I auditioned for this rap show, it was like the morning after I kind of, this girl that I was like really falling for, mm-hmm, super hard, like sat me down and said, I can't be with you because A, I'm in love with somebody else, and B, you're not weird enough for me. I'm a new level of weird for you. And this guy that I'm seeing, he like matches my weirdness. And I was like, I like always pride myself on how weird I am, and the fact that like, somebody calling me not weird enough, that was like one of the most hurtful things.
Hell
for me.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was just, and then the next morning I was just kind of like hungover from a heartbreak, you know? So then like during that interview with Kelly, she asked me about the girls, and I just went on like a 15 minute tirade about how fuck love, I'm never dating. And like the casting director of Are You the One just randomly came across that tape.
Which, yeah.
You know, auditioning for a show that he had nothing to do with. He was like, this guy's auditioning for the wrong show. We need him on Are You the One. So he reached out to me for that. And then this is a funny story. So then I hadn't even heard of the show. I didn't even know the show existed, but I was like, dude, life's all about new experiences,
exactly,
trying new things. I say no to like very few things besides, you know, sex to dudes. But if I were gay, I'd fuck the shit out of dudes.
There we go.
Maybe I am. Maybe I still will fuck the shit out of dudes one day.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. But anyways, So then I Skype, because with casting, it's not in person. It's all just on Skype these days. So like my Skype audition for Are You the One, the casting producer sees me and she's like, whoa, just so you know, this is a show for like really good looking people. I don't know how you ended up here. And then she was like, well, because the angle, so we spent like an hour on Skype just to get an angle that made me look like mildly attractive, I guess. And because like, you know, I have a receding hairline and I wasn't allowed to wear a hat, which I always wear a hat.
Yeah, you do keep fresh with the hat.
Yeah, thank you. I have to. When you're losing your hair, you have to overcompensate with fresh hats, and that's what I do. So then like we spent an hour on trying to get the lighting right just to make me look, I guess, presentable. And then she like, I was so close because I was missing work, and my boss was like texting me like, where the fuck did you go? And I like went off to do this, and I was like, I almost lost my job over this Skype interview. And I was like so close to just saying, dude, she's not gonna pick me. She just called me fucking ugly for a show where you have to be hot to get on.
Right.
There's no way I'm getting this. But we just did it, and as we went on, I could tell that I was kind of growing on her. And she's like, you know, this guy might be kind of interesting, because I was just being fucking weird, because you know, the girl telling me that I wasn't weird enough, that actually motivated me to take this whole thing to new levels of weirdness. So that's what I did. I was just being super weird and off the fucking chain in that interview,
just
off the rocker. And then And then, like, you know, the next day they're like, we're excited about you. And then next thing you know, I'm in New Orleans and trapped in a house wondering why the fuck I signed up for this shit in the first place. But so that's kind of like the story of
But I mean, that's crazy how life works, right?
It is.
It is.
It's if it's meant to be, it will be, you know?
But I'm still stuck on the fact that she's that low-key ugly.
No, she was like, she's like, man. Just, you know, this is a show with super hot. She like implied it, you know? And she, and then she's like,
yeah, I'm hot as fuck.
She was like, she was like, your face just looks a little bit fat. You know, you got a little fat face.
Damn.
Yeah, this shit. But it's like,
was
this
she
is,
hot? Was even was she?
Oh yeah, she was hot.
Okay.
But here's the thing, because
you can't be having no ugly people telling you like, you need to do this. Yeah.
Or on the other side, ugly people have the right to do that because they know they're ugly, and maybe it's like a it's more condescending if hot people call ugly people ugly. You know?
I mean, it is kind of true. Like it's like it's the role reversal of the bully.
Exactly.
You get to be the bully.
Right.
But man, I mean, again, I give you full-blown props for putting, you know, first of all, yourself out there on a dating show, because I know it's not easy, and especially, you know, the aftermath, you better get fucking laid after this.
He's way ahead of you there.
Yes.
but I will say that the girl who interviewed me, Cheryl, she is actually, like, one of the greatest girls. I have to say this because she was the one who got me on the show, and honestly, I feel like if it were a different producer, they would have just closed the laptop. So I don't, like, I'm not taking a shot at her. She got me on the show.
You're
so
just under contract,
to...
right? Just trying to save your job.
No. I just feel bad. I don't want her to think that I'm taking shots at her because she took a chance on me, you know.
It's good that they took a chance on you. And again, you know, I hope that this does kind of transpire into something bigger, because again, I think really we need artists like yourself. We need people like yourself who are real and honest and genuine.
Well, that's what you know, me and Alton talked about this. It's like, I just want to give raw, unfiltered, like literally unproduced thoughts.
People that can relate to you.
I just want to be my unapologetic self 100% of the time and inspire other people to be their unapologetic self 100% of the time.
I'm with you.
Because if life is so much more fun if you're just honest with people, if you just
say what's on your mind.
Because you're that same
time.
Person.
And say what's on your mind, you know? Just like, don't worry about what people are going to think of you or if it's embarrassing or, oh, this guy's extra. Fuck it. Just say.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Say what's like, funny. Exactly. Offend people. Just do it, dude.
Okay, yes, so I got to ask you guys. I have to ask you guys.
Let's go.
So, again, you know, bringing it back to the whole dating thing and the world, just the communication. You guys, you know, say that to be yourself and, you know, be as honest, be as real, you know, be unfiltered. Do you think that kind of contradicts the line when you guys are finding potential mates, regardless if you're trying to settle down, but even just like, you're just trying to holler at a chick, but she is just a little bit too real?
Too real as in... Define too real.
I'll put it this way. So, talking with me, you've noticed my bluntness.
Yeah.
I will flat out, and I told you, like, if I'm not satisfied with a guy or girl, I'll kick him to the curb.
There you go.
I will tell him, like, yo, this is not the way you talk to me. If you are gonna shove a dick pic in your face, in my face, and I didn't ask for it, and I'm gonna be like, so what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? Thank you for harassing me with your dick that I did not ask to see.
It's not even clean.
I think.
It's not clean, it ain't trimmed, what the fuck?
I love
that shit from here.
So my response to that is, that's the exact type of girl I'm looking for.
Want pussy pics?
No, because, like, I don't know, just... a disconnect, a communication disconnect in relationships, I feel like happens all the time. I feel like so many people are just unhappy, but they're afraid to hurt the other person because it's so hard. Because I've been in a relationship where I just stopped being sexually attracted to that person, and it's been the other way around where that person was sexually unattracted to me. And that's like the hardest thing to just tell somebody, look, I'm not sexually attracted to you anymore.
I'm not attracted to you.
That's the hardest thing.
Break their heart. You can't just say
to
someone
to do.
I'm not gonna lie, when a chick told me that, Okay, so I've only been in one real relationship, and that was with a woman.
Cool.
I'm openly bisexual. Yeah. Like, you know, I've just never had the opportunity where a guy is like, I want to date you. I actually genuinely want to make you my girlfriend.
Right.
So this chick comes along, and I'm thinking it's cool. And it's like, compared to all the other chicks, this chick wasn't like on my look factor. It's more of a deeper surface.
Gotcha.
So cool. So when she told me she wasn't sexually attracted to me and cheated on me with a chick that was less attractive than me.
That has nothing, but see, the thing is, looks have nothing to do with that.
They have nothing to do with it, but it hurt my ego so much. so fucking light.
I feel like that's worse than just like, oh, I just cheated on you because like you're hot. I cheated on you because I like her better. Like I like mm-hmm. her character. Like emotionally cheating, that's like that. Like I can forgive you if you're just like, oh yeah, that guy was hot. But if you're like, oh yeah, he's funny and I really like the way he makes me feel. That shit, ooh.
It's just the whole package.
That right? Yeah, yeah. This guy's doing what you can't do.
Right.
And then with me, it's like, if the only thing that could really break my heart is if a girl cheats on me with a rapper who has more followers than me. I swear to God.
And that, no talent, right?
No, more talent. That's the thing. If it's a guy with no talent, it's like I could out rap that motherfucker. But if it's a rapper who's better than me at rapping and has more, like G-Eazy, and I don't know if, you know, it's a debate whether I'm better than G-Eazy or not. I personally think he's a better rapper than me right now. His voice is really good. I'm an honest dude, you know, and there's not many dudes.
He's a better lyricist. He has the delivery.
He's got
swag.
The delivery.
He does have a swag to him. But yeah, you know, I've been rocking with him since the get-go.
Since the
Bay Days.
Yeah, Berkeley.
Yes. You
know? Yeah.
Since before, like, I was like, who the fuck is this dude?
Yeah.
I like that he stays repping the Bay, though.
He does. You know? Always.
And he puts on for, like, yep. young Bay Area artists. It's awesome.
But he also brings it to that racial stereotype of a typical white rapper.
Right.
You know? And I hate when people, like, try to put that stigma on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's, like, he's very image-driven.
Yes.
But his music's very honest. That's what I love about it.
His music speaks for itself.
It's very true.
Like, if, you know, I love how when you get the rapper's side, you could just listen to them blindly. Like, I remember, like I said, when I first heard Jeezy, I didn't know what this cat looks like.
Yeah.
So then when I saw him, I was like,
oh, shit.
I can fuck him. I can listen to his raps.
Yeah,
like, he's a good-looking dude. Right. He's got a good-looking chick who's also multi-talented now.
Halsey. Yeah.
So it's like,
I give it 2 months.
I don't know. They've got something. They got a little something. But
I just love when artists go through breakups and like actually get hurt, because I don't know about you, I don't know if you guys notice this, but when artists are hurt and they go through breakups and they're alone, they make the best music.
Oh, hell yeah.
When they're in a happy relationship, their music sucks.
It does. Because it's the same shit all the time. I'm in love.
Right.
My baby.
And they try to make like heartbreak music, but you could just see right through that shit.
Exactly.
You know it's not genuine.
Right.
Because you're in saw you on Instagram in love the other day, and now you're talking
about fuck men, fuck love, right. All this. And that's what I try to do even with the podcast thing too, before we wrap up. And you know, it just, I think everybody's art and craft, like, I don't think you ever put any airs on your craft.
Right.
And again, you know, as your boy A10 said, when we put you on, they put you on the screen, it was you. It was genuine you. I was like, I remember this corny motherfucker just.
That's what I'm saying.
And his little.
Corny, that's like corny and cheesy.
Corny,
people
cheesy.
Call me corny and cheesy as if it's a diss.
No, it's not.
It's a fucking compliment.
No, it's a compliment, dude. I say
I like
embrace
cheesy.
That.
Yeah.
The first time I heard you talk on that show, I was just like, this dude is not getting pussy on this show. I already knew. Like, this motherfucker, this is gonna be fucking college all over again.
Man. Oh, you know what? Now that you said that, Ethan, you're gonna call out your boy. Let's reflect on this, Ethan.
Oh, okay.
So it's been about 10 years since you graduated.
Not 10 years.
How long has it been?
Wait, in college?
Yeah.
I'm not 35, girl.
Did you graduate?
Like 5 years. I graduated in 2013.
Oh, that's okay. So I was in 2012.
Gotcha.
Okay,
gotcha. And he was 2014.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know, Ethan then versus Ethan now, or E Money then, E Money now. What would we say?
Alton, I'll let you take the lead on this.
You mean, let me think. Like, personality, just everything.
Let's talk about with the ladies.
Oh, with the ladies.
Yeah.
With the ladies.
With the ladies.
I don't know. I was with you the other night trying to spit some game. You still kind of suck. But now, I mean, I think you commented on her blouse. You were like, yo, that's a... You roasted her. You're like, what is this? And I can tell she was hella hurt. Like, does this fool just fucking roast my fucking clothes?
Yeah, but she probably spent 2 hours to pick out.
Yeah, but here's the difference. But she still fucked you because you're on TV. If this was 2012 E-Money.
Was it worth it? Was it worth the fan pussy?
Yes.
It was good
because,
fan pussy.
Because I kept it honest with her from the jump, and it's like, as long, like, it's not fun having sex with a girl who you're leading on, you know, and who thinks that there's gonna be something more. But if you're just honest and you're just like, look, I'm, you know, my life is crazy, I live here, you live here, but let's just enjoy tonight because all we have is this moment right now, you know?
I'm fresh off of that bone, man. I feel like I need another shower.
So anyways, I'm the same dude. It's just that because I'm on TV now, girls want to have sex with me. Like, that's it. Like, before Are You the One? Oh my God, I went on the biggest dry streak in the history. I didn't.
What's
think
the
I was,
longest?
Like, this was like 4 months, I think. Is that long to you?
You know what? That's actually low, because I almost lasted a year.
Damn.
I gave it up for Lent. And you know, Lent is only like 4 months. I'm a good Catholic school girl.
Oh, okay.
I you gave a Catholic up sex. School girl? I'm a Catholic school girl.
There's got to be a lesson there that you, like, a Catholic school girl.
It was a huge lesson.
Girl, a Catholic school girl gained notoriety for a radio show called Erotic City Radio.
I mean, that's the reason why. I mean, the college turned me the fuck out. I didn't know what to do with my damn self.
I love it.
But yeah, it was just more of like, where are we going with this?
We were talking about fan pussy, fan and then pussy. We were talking about gooches, like the area in between your balls. And
that's my favorite part of a girl's body. You gotta have the right gooch for me to fuck you. That's the first thing I look at.
Wait, girls don't have gooches though.
We don't have gooches.
Really?
No.
But what's the area? It's not just one big hole.
I mean, it's like a perennium. You can call it that. We don't got gooch. I don't got balls.
The girls I fuck, all they have is one big hole.
I was like, yeah.
The pussy and the asshole connect. It's the fucking gooch.
It's like the black hole over there. Oh my God! I was gonna say,
Solomon is full of my shit.
I gotta say, oh my God, you guys, y'all cracked me up tonight. I gotta say, thank you so much.
Yeah,
for real, Imani.
Thank you for having us. This has been a lot of fun.
No, like, we seriously got to do a follow-up. I got to say, probably around the finale, I'm going to have to get you back on.
Oh, my God, yes. Can we set that?
We can set that.
It's in probably early December it'll be.
Perfect.
We'll set this up for early December. And then, because I can't really say what I want to say right
now. That's why I'm like, I got to get you on, like, before and then after.
And then
we have to plan, like, a two-hour podcast.
Though. Oh, I'm down for that. And you'll be on with my co-host, guys. You know, you might go home with her afterwards.
Is she a baddie?
Is she a baddie?
She got that.
I'm gonna show you.
About to show you.
Okay,
but
so
I only go for personality.
You'll love her personality.
Cool. It would be cool to see what her face looks like, but I swear, if she had facial hair and she had a good personality, I'd still
you'd
have
still,
sex with her.
You still have sex
that
with
was
her.
A lie.
Nah. She's good people. She is damn good people. So she little fitness, little mama.
Oh my god.
I'm coming right now.
Honestly.
So yeah, this is
Looking at that pic is better than the sex that I had last night with the 7.
Oh, I'll tell you, my baddie squad.
She is fuck, girl.
She's just one of my baddies.
God. Is she on night? No, she's on night.
Alright, but either way it's on the inside that counts. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care about that nice ass that has my dick hard right now. I don't care about that.
It's about inside that pussy.
I love it. So E-Money, if they want to like get in touch with you, where can people get in touch with you?
Mainly, like, I've just been doing most of my shit on Instagram and Twitter. Like, Facebook is just lame, bro. Like, I just can't be unfiltered and raw on Facebook.
Yes.
I get like, it's like the older, like my parents' friends are on Facebook. And they like, the video your son posted, it really concerned me and I think you need to have an intervention. Like, I'm not kidding. I've got shit like that. So I just stay off Facebook. But Instagram and Twitter, I'm raw, I'm unfiltered. And that's where like, I kind of like, you know, that's where I kind of like connect with the fans. So Instagram, it's at @emoneymakesbabies, all one word. And then Twitter is @emoneysunset for the Sunset District.
Hey.
And that's about it. Follow me. You know, if you DM me some clever shit, then I'll DM you back.
Gooch pic.
Yeah.
Y'all are really fixated on this gooch now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Is it all gucci over there?
I will only respond to gooch pics for the rest of my DM career.
Oh, shit.
Let's do it.
Oh, man. Well, I got to say, everybody, thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Earplay will return in 2 weeks because this Friday, your girl's going to go see Hocus Pocus, another threesome date. You know how we do. So remember, keep in contact, Ms. Radio Sapphire and everything that's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. Shout out to the Misfits Podcast Network. That is the host of this fine content. And make sure that you like them at the MisfitsPodcastNetwork.com, on iTunes, on Podomatic, on SoundCloud. Remember, everybody, that safe sex is the best hot sex. Till the next time, good night.
That was the show, all you sexy motherfuckers out there. Now remember, Ms. Radio Sapphire on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. For more earplay fun, go to iTunes, Podomatic, SoundCloud, and all podcasting platforms.